Hallelujah. He's going to be coming to minister in a minute. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's engage again. Jesus. I'm just going to tell you, just sometimes if we just close our eyes and block everything else out, think on Him. It's not so much the words of the song, it is the meditation of our heart. Hallelujah. The melodies and the beats just kind of help us engage, but right here, let's be simple. I love You, and I lift my voice to anointing in the room. If you need a touch from Jesus right here, I encourage you to lift your hands and receive healing. Touch. Touch.
sweet sound.
I just keep feeling the atmosphere is actually a hospital this morning, where His healing presence is here for the ones who are broken, the ones who need His touch, the ones who need healing in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies. Again, ask Him, Jesus, please heal me. If that's you, reach out. Reach out. Reach out. He is here. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. Wow. I feel Jesus.
Bye. exalt the Lord in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Amen. He's worthy. And if you're going to get anything today, it's because he's been exalted. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, over here, we're amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Debbie. Glory to God. I have a green light. Turn me up. I'm turned on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it been good so far?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Normally, I was telling somebody the other day, normally when we go to meetings like this, I get up front to try to break things open. But the ladies did a wonderful job, didn't they? Amen. Glory to God. The presence of God's been here. Amen. In fact, put your hand on your spirit, man. You know, they say it's right here in your belly. Some of us have more room for our spirit than others. Hallelujah. And look at somebody and say, he's here.
He's here.
He's here, glory to God. Amen. I don't know if you know this or not, but in the Old Testament, when they laid out their glory. When they laid out the tabernacle, one of the things, if you had an aerial view, you could see the tabernacle was in a shape of a cross. And I did a message here not too long ago. It was called The Intersection of Love and Grace. Love and grace. And right at the intersection of that was Jesus. And it's just the way the tabernacle looked. On the outside of the tabernacle was all those religious folk. Couldn't stop working. Look at somebody and say, don't be religious.
Don't be religious.
They couldn't stop working. There was no seat in the outer court because the priest's job was never done. Amen? Amen? Amen. Glory to God. You're going to have to talk to me. The priest's job was never done, and so there was no chair there for the priest to sit at. They're always working. And then you went into the holy place, and that's where most of us, tongue-talking, Bible-toting, cassette-playing, full gospel, Pentecostal, charismatic, river, prophetic, apostolic Christians have been. And that in that holy place, you know, there was the showbread, which represents the Word of God, and we just had to eat the Word, and confess the Word enough, because if I confess it enough, then I will surely make God do something, because I confessed it enough. Amen. And then, of course, there's on the other side, there was the lampstand. And we all know that represents the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And boy, we just got right in there, and we just loving it. Glory to God. Again, it gets juicy. And we kickstarted our Honda. Come, kitty, come. I bought a bow tie. You know, I bought a Kia. Should have bought a Honda. You know, and we just on and on and on. And what a wonderful experience. And I think we ought to get back to that, because most Spirit-filled Christians, or most Christians who say they're Spirit-filled, are running around a quart low.
Come on. Yeah.
Living off an experience that they had years ago rather than living off an everyday experience. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And then there's another place, though, that was there. It was called the Laver of Incense. And that's where we have a lot of prayer movements going on, and I'm all up for prayer. But can I tell you something? You can get 10,000 people together and have a 10,000 prayer rally, and God doesn't hear you any more than he hears one or two of you.
Come on. Yeah.
We take Old Testament scripture and try to apply it to a New Testament church. And actually, the scripture we ought to be concerned with, this is the confidence we have in him.
Yeah.
If we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petition we desire of him. Amen?
Amen.
But there's that place, though, when you got there and you began to praise the Lord. I love to praise the Lord, don't you? And when you just get lost in praise. And it's very important that you do what you do at the laver of incense, that you do things properly. Because something's going to take place as you're praying and you're praising. It's important that you're saying the right things to God. You're loving on him in your praise, because it creates a smoke from the laver of incense. Everybody say smoke.
Smoke.
Smoke is important because you're getting ready to do something. You're getting ready to go somewhere you've never been before. You're getting ready to go into the Holy of Holies. And inside the Holy of Holies is the Shekinah cloud of God's glory. And God's going to invite you in there, but you can't go in there until what's out here is like what's in there. So you have to create that smoke so that when you step in, you're stepping in with smoke, that you're stepping right into the cloud of God's presence, and nothing is any different except this. Now you don't have a song to sing. Now you don't have a confession to make. Now you're face to face, breath to breath with God. You've lost your words because you're standing in awe. And that's where God's trying to get us, to come into that place. I don't have nothing to say, Lord. I'm just here. I'm overwhelmed by your presence. I'm overwhelmed by your presence, God. What can I say? What words can I utter to tell you how much I love you? So I'm just allow you to overwhelm me. But the neat thing about that is your body is threefold. Yeah. Body, soul, and spirit. And a lot of Christians are still trying to operate through their body to please God. Their works. Some are still over there in the soul, the holy place, you know, doing all the things that they've learned to do, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. But God's saying, no, I want you to come into that holy of holies. Come into your spirit man and learn to live inside out. Learn to live out of your spirit. Because it's when you live out of your spirit, that's where you begin to release God in the atmosphere and things begin to change all around about you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just going to wait on you till you start amening me. I ain't doing nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, say amen, Ethel, so we can go home. Hallelujah. I was ahead of a time that I invited a guy to come minister. He just wandered into my church, and I don't do this. He just wandered into my church on a Wednesday morning and said, just felt compelled to come in here and talk with you. His spirit just oozed with the presence of Jesus. I mean, oozed with it. And I didn't know him from anybody, but I knew something in him. And I invited him to come and speak that night, and he came to church, and the presence of God was so thick. It was just wonderful. And he stood there. You know, sometimes we as Christians get fidgety. You've seen that lifesaver commercial? You know, give them a lifesaver, the kids a lifesaver, so they won't get fidgety and they'll calm down. Sometimes when it gets quiet, we get nervous. And so he's ministered the word, and the presence of God so thick, it's that the anointing so heavy. I'm basking on the front row, just taking it all in, and it's quiet. And all of a sudden, I hear this older gentleman in the back of the church, come on, Mary, let's go home. I believe he's done went to sleep. We don't know what to do sometimes, especially if we've grown up in one way and things suddenly begin to change. But there is a shift in the atmosphere in the realm of the church. There's something shifting, something's moving, glory to God, and we've got to be able to shift with it so that we can be right in the thick of everything God's doing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, let's try this. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Bring it up, Doc.
Well, any of those things, anytime during the service, it just helps. Amen. Glory to God. It helps me to know that I'm getting through to you, that you understand what I'm saying. We're on the same page. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Let it ricochet, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there's a shift. There's a shift taking place. And one of the things I've had to tell the Lord, Lord, I don't understand everything you're doing. And I see some things, Lord, I have some doubts about. But God, I want right in the midst of all that you're doing. And if it's just because I don't understand it, don't stop doing it, Lord. Amen? Glory to God. And so he honors that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, how many of you believe you hear the Lord? I know Pastor Shirley's been teaching about hearing the voice of God. How many of you believe you hear the voice of God?
Amen.
Well, all right. Then open up your Bibles to wherever God says, and we'll see. Hallelujah. Now, if you would this morning, go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I bless you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, that you move and minister by your spirit, Father. to all that are hungry, Lord God. Father, let there be a pull on your anointing, on your spirit. Let there be a pull that comes forth, Father, from hungry hearts, from passionate people to say, over here, Lord. And then, God, meet that need, I pray. I thank you, Lord God, for your leadership, your guidance, and I thank you, Father God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight this morning, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all going to have to say something because I'll call you a bunch of Baptists if you don't. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with the Baptists. Thank God for the Baptists. Pentecostal churches would be empty if it wasn't for the Baptists, but hallelujah. Have you found 1 Samuel chapter 3 yet? I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of God, or the word of the Lord, was precious in those days. How many of you believe it's still pretty precious? There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." I like that story, and I like the King James, you know, just the way it says, ere the lamp of the Lord went out. Or just before it was time to snuff the lamps out, that would be early morning, God spoke. And when I read that, I can't help but think that God wants to say something to each and every one of us. That God has something to say before your lamp goes out. Come on now. And see, if we're not careful, we can be good Christians and attend church like we need to and even be there for every activity. But yet inside, our spirit man is dwindling and drying up because the lamp of God's about to go out in us. But before the lamp goes out, God has something to say.
Amen.
Come on now. And I want to say this to you, that it doesn't matter what doctors say, God has something to say. It doesn't matter what the economy says, God has something to say. We're living in a time and a season where there's people going around talking about, oh, the America's going down the drain and that we'll never recover. But I'm going to tell you something, God has something to say about that. And I believe he's speaking an awakening that we're going to begin to see take place all across the earth. Amen. I believe that God is going to just be God and just break in every denomination, every church, glory to God, and bypass our theology and bypass our doctrines and bypass our statements and confessions of faith and just say, hey, look, I'm going to be God in your midst. I've got something to say about your situation. Amen. And so there's hope, I believe, in knowing that God has something to say. Somebody counts you out. But you're not out because God has something to say. You ever watch boxing? The guy gets knocked out. You know he's knocked out, but yet that referee still got to count to 10 before he says he's knocked out. God has something to say. Amen? Glory to God. But in this scenario, I want you to understand what's going on. Eli, the priest, should be hearing the voice of God. If nothing else, he should be hearing it. But yet he's not dealt with sin in his own family. His sons are, he's not set them down and said, you guys are living wrong and you need to get things right. He's just overlooked them and let them in their position and their authority. And as a result, God's not speaking to them.
Wow.
Think about it. God's just saying, you know, if you're going to be that way, fend for yourself. Some of you know Bill Smith. Bill was coming to speak for me one day, and as he was driving down the road, he was looking at his notes. Don't ever get behind Bill. He's looking at his notes about what he's going to preach when he got there. And as he's looking at it, God said, I want you to speak on such and such. He said, but God, I'm already pretty good on this one right here. And he, as he goes a little bit further, God says again, I want you to speak on such and such, but God, I've got this down pretty pat right now. And he pulls up on the parking lot. And God tells him one more time, I want you to speak on such and such. And he said, but God, I'm ready for this. I got this. And God told him, he says, go ahead. I'll be here when you get done. Well, I think we ought to obey God, don't you? And I believe that God has something to say. He knows more about our situations, what we want to, and we've got to become obedient to what he's doing. Amen. And so Eli wasn't taking care of his children the way he wanted to. And so the Bible in the King James says the word of the Lord was precious in those days. In other words, God was not speaking the way they had been accustomed to. There was no open vision. They used to be able to go to somebody and the seer would see and he would tell what was going on. But there's only a couple prophets even going on in those times at that particular setting. And so the word of the Lord became precious, even to the point that Eli didn't recognize that God was speaking to Samuel the first time Samuel said, "You called." He didn't even realize it. It took three times for him to know that God must be speaking, and he's not speaking to me. And he believed it, that was God speaking, because when he called Samuel in the morning, he said, "You tell me what God says. Don't you hold nothing back. Tell me what he said." He knew that God was going to have something to say to him. Amen? And he did like a lot of us do. "God, I know you want to say something, but I'm not ready to hear." Come on now. Now, here's interesting. Before the lamp of the Lord went out, there was a time in the morning when they snuff out the lamps. See, the lamp would burn all night long, but they would snuff it out. And so he's identifying a particular time that God speaks. And you know, sometimes God's speaking to you in your night season. Yeah. Yeah. When you think nothing's going to change, God's speaking to you. But I want to show you something different in this passage of Scripture that some theologians believe this is actually talking about. And that Eli is the lamp of Israel. And Eli's about to die. But before Eli's life is snuffed out, God begins to speak and raise up somebody else. Come on now. And so God is speaking before the lamp goes out. We were talking the other day about some of the different ones we've seen come off the scene already and go on to the reward in glory. But, go on to the reward in heaven, because I believe glory is right here. Go on to the reward in heaven Some of them at an early age, and I believe what's taking place is there is a passing of the baton, that God is moving in a different direction, and he's causing those to receive the reward early and or allowing them to receive the reward early so that he can begin to raise up this new breed, if you would, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying for right now. Amen. God is speaking something for right now. Pastor Connie was talking about that last night or the other night. There's a right now thing that God wants to do. Amen? And can I encourage you not to put things off to later? Go ahead and get it right now. Get it right now. Get your healing right now. Get your deliverance right now. Get your blessing right now. Don't wait to get to heaven to get it, because after all, after you get to heaven, you won't need it. Just go ahead and get it now. Amen? So God has something to say to us, amen. And you know what? Here's what I've discovered, and we preach this all the time, is it only takes one word from God to change our situation. Amen. Like Romans 8:11, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. It only takes one word. One word. You may be going through hell, but don't stop. Uh-huh. Come on now. When you get out on the other side, you're going to find out that God's there to lead you, guide you, direct you, amen. Amen. If you look real close, he's right there with you in the middle of the fire and flame. Glory to God. Amen. So he's got something to say. And so I want to really encourage you today that if people have counted you out, don't count yourself out, because God's still got something to say to you. Amen. If you're sick and they say it's an incurable disease, big deal. Incurable to man, not incurable to God. God has something to say. Amen. If you're broke and disgusted, that's all right, because so was David's mighty men. They came to him broke, disgusted, you know, disgruntled. Amen. So a lot of disgruntled Christians. Amen. Don't look at nobody. A lot of disgruntled, a lot of disgruntled Christians. But listen, you go in one way, you come out another. Amen. All it takes is one word from God. Glory to God. Well, amen. Well, I believe that God has something to say. I was asking the Lord, "Lord, what would you want me to minister here? Open up the gates and, you know, the King of Glory come in." I believe he's in.
Amen.
Come on now. I believe he's in. But I was asking him, Lord, what is it you want to say to your people? And so he began to tell me. He said, the first thing he told me, he says, it's time to recognize whose you are.
Yes.
It's time for you to recognize whose you are. Glory to God. People say, are you a Christian? Well, yeah, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Pentecostal. No. Do you not understand whose you are? We belong to God, amen? We belong to the God that he identifies himself as more than enough. More than enough. I'm tired of just living on barely get along street. I'm tired of hearing people pray, Lord, if you'll just give me enough to meet my needs. Stop praying that doubt and unbelief, glory to God. Pray for an abundance. Well, amen. We serve a God that, or we belong to a God who sees our need and makes provision. Amen. Even before you ask, he's made provision. He's already blessed you with all heavenly blessings, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's already did it. Glory to God. He's already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already did it. Everything you need, he has provided. Glory to God. Well, amen. I'm going to move to one side or another here in a minute because something's happening here. We serve a God, or we belong to a God who heals all our diseases. Come on now. He crowns our life with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve the I am, ever present, right now God. Not only right now, but right here. He's right here. Amen. The God who said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or even think. That's whose you are, amen? And sometimes we seem to forget it. Somebody said, well, they're laying off. Well, what am I going to do? Wait a minute, God didn't fall off the throne, glory to God. The doctor said, well, what am I? Well, don't forget whose you belong to, glory to God, amen? And you know what? He doesn't get excited. He doesn't flip out because you get a bad report. He doesn't say, oh, me, I wish I'd have saw that coming. Amen? He's made provision for you, and he's just sitting there thinking, won't you just take what I did for you? Why don't you just see me as a God of more than enough? Why don't you just see me? Get a picture in your mind. Instead of getting a picture in your mind, you losing everything. Get a picture in your mind of me increasing you right in the midst of that. I prepared a table in the presence of your enemy. I prepared a table in the wilderness. And you know what? I set the table real fine, and I haven't lost a recipe today. Amen? And so he can serve it up, glory to God. So we need to recognize whose we are. We were talking just the other day, and just like Pastor Shirley was saying to me about all the different names there, people identify me when I go somewhere to speak. He said, you want to be called Reverend, Pastor, Doctor, Apostle, Prophet? How do we present you? I say, I like Son of God because it identifies whose I am. Amen. And so we're sons and daughters of God. So he said, God said, I got something to say. I want my people to understand whose they are. If you just get that settled in your spirit, when the enemy comes to attack and he comes to huff and puff and says, yeah, I'm going to blow your house apart, you know whose you are. And if you know whose you are, you know that God be for you, who can be against you?
Yeah.
Amen? And then he said this. He says, it's time for them to recognize who they are. Who they are. And I think that's been a problem in the church for a long time, that we don't identify who we are. Well, I'm just a human. No, you're not. You were just a human, but then you got born from above.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you following me?
Yeah.
You're more than just a human. And you know what in the midst of that, we need to do what Paul says. He says, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. We did know Jesus after the flesh, but we choose not to know anybody after the flesh now. You know what that means? It means I don't look at you and try to find all your flaws and faults and so I can condemn you, judge you. I realize that your flesh, man, it can be a mess. Well, amen. May as well own up to it because the person sitting next to you knows it. Your flesh, man, can be a mess. But your spirit man is sealed until the day of redemption.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we realize that, who we are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
Sons and daughters. Look at somebody and say, you know my daddy. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. See, when the enemy comes around, remember when he came to the sons of Sceva, he says, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who the devil are you?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Huh? See, we need to be able to say, I'm a son or a daughter of the Most High God.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's not, when we begin to identify that, it's not no longer about what I'm doing. It's about my position. I'm a son.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says that we have an inheritance as sons. We have a right to use authority. I like what he said in John chapter 1, verse 12. He says he came to his own received them not, but to as many as received them, to them gave he the right, the privilege, the ability to become a son. And most of us today in the church world, not us just generally here, but in the church world, most people just want to be the best little churchgoer they can be. And yet he says there's something more than that. You can be a son or a daughter. You can achieve to a higher place. And when you come to that place of understanding who you are, you can begin to exercise the authority of a son or a daughter. Amen? The Bible says we have our citizenship in heaven. Amen? And we are governed by God. And so Father doesn't want us to forget our identity. You remember over in Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal father?
Come on.
Come on, I'm going to show you something. The prodigal father. Prodigal means excessive.
Wow.
And do you think maybe the father was a little excessive when you read that story? We know about the son that we say he was a prodigal son. He went out, he demanded his inheritance. He went out and wasted his inheritance. And he came to a place that, you know, he was so bad that, you know, he lost everything he had. And he wanted to work somewhere to try to make a living, to try to eat. And so he got a job feeding pigs, which was hard for a Jewish boy to do. But even worse than that, he came to a place, he said, I would even eat the pig's food if somebody would just give it to me. And he says, I'm going to come to myself. Or he said, I come to myself, and I'm going to return to my father, and I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against you and against God. And you know what the Bible says? The father saw him coming from a long way off. How do you think that's possible? Unless father was watching daily for his son, for an opportunity to bestow his excessive love onto him. But you know what was wrong with the son? He said, just make me a hired servant. Make me one of your slaves. And that's what we do. We mess up sometimes. We come back to the father. And rather than letting father just be excessive in our life and show his love to us, we say, God, you know, I'm not worthy. And we lose sight of our identity. That's what that boy did. He lost sight of his identity. He forgot who he was. Come on now. Well, you might say, well, that's not me, you know. I would never do that. You're the elder brother. You stayed home. You didn't do anything. You never did wrong. You boast about how you serve. If anybody's going to get blessed, it ought to be me. Then he complains, Father, I've been with you. I've never done anything wrong. I never left. I didn't waste my substance on harlots and everything else. I've been here, God. I've been here all the time. If anybody deserves a party, it's me. And Father just simply told him, says, you lost your identity. You forgot. You're a son. You could have just ordered a party up. Come on now. And all that time, all that father's doing, he's loving his children, pouring out blessings upon his children, restoring his children. Amen? All he's trying to do is say, sons, get your identity. Understand your identity. You may flub a dub. You may miss up. You may sin. You may come short. But I am still your father. I still want to load you daily with benefits. I still want to pour out on you blessings that you can't contain. I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm willing to overlook your wrongdoing. Come on now. I'm willing. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting for you to come back just so for one reason, so I can give you a new robe. I can give you a ring. I can give you some shoes. I can have a party. Yeah. I'm waiting on you. Amen. And we forget our identity. So Father wants us to know, remember whose we are and who we are, because the God of more than enough wants to intervene in our life. Amen. Not only that, but when we understand who you are, you understand this, that you are carriers of His glory. You're carriers of His glory. I know we sing songs about come Holy Spirit and fall on us, but the truth is, He's already in you. Come on now. And He's in you wherever you go. You take Him places whether you realize it or not. Amen. And His glory is there. You contain His glory all wrapped up inside of you. See, the Bible says you all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I don't know if I've ministered this here before, but the glory, if you come short of something, you need to know what you're coming short of. And just say the glory of God, what does that mean? Means I come short of going to heaven? No. The glory of God from the very beginning was God made man to represent Him in the earth. But when sin came, you came short of representing Him. You missed the glory. But now that He's come, glory to God, and He's forgiven us our sins, and He fills us with His Spirit, and He lives on the inside of us, we're able to step out and say, if you've seen the Father, or if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because I'm here to represent Him. I'm His glory in the earth. Or we can be religious and keep coming up short, thinking one day when I get to heaven, I'll represent Him. So you're carriers of His glory. And glory, one of the definitions is just the weightiness of His splendor. The weightiness. When you just get there and you don't know what to do, you don't know what to say, it's just all over you. I tell this story that when I was pastoring in Rockport, you probably heard some stories about Rockport. When I was pastoring in Rockport, the trailer I was living in didn't have any back steps, and the trash can was outside the back step. And one Sunday I was getting ready to go to church, and I tucked the trash out, and I just kind of bent down and put the trash in. And when I did, something just came on my head. I mean, it was powerful, and I says, well, God, I don't know if this You or not, but if it's not You, I rebuke it. But if it's You, I receive it. Man, I went to church, man, preached like a... Oh, people laid out everywhere. The glory of God thick. The anointing so strong. The next Sunday, before I went to church, I went out to take the trash out again. There you go. Hallelujah. But it was not there. And sometimes He does manifest stronger on you. But He's always in us if we'll just learn to release Him. He's there in you when you go to work and people are unfriendly and talk ways they ought not talk. He's in there. And if you'll begin to learn to release Him out of you and learn to live inside out, it'll change the atmosphere around about you. Glory to God. This is your earth. This is your earth. And since it's your earth, you dictate the way things are going to be. You change it by Your authority. The heavens, even the heavens belong to the Lord. But the earth has He given to the sons of men. It's ours. And so, you know, when I told people in Madisonville, when they start with this stuff about the bathrooms, I said, not in Madisonville. Ah, this is my city. No, not here. Come on. You see, you have to outlaw some things. You've been given authority. You decree what's legal and what's illegal. Well, amen. Now, I've seen gold dust and I've seen feathers, but the glory is not the gold dust and the glory is not the feathers. And I know people that would, well-known ministers will say the glory is here because of those things. But that's not the glory. That's just byproducts of the glory. The glory dwells in us and on us, glory to God. It's the indwelling presence of the Most High God just showing up and showing out. At the beginning of this year, Jane Hammond from Christian International had a word of the Lord that said that the word of the Lord said this, that if you'll show up, I'll show out. Wow. So some of us need to show up. Look at somebody and say, show up. I don't mean just come to church. I mean show up. Glory to God. And so it's an overwhelming, tangible, manifest presence of God. And sometimes it's bottled up in us. And God wants to get out. He wants to get out right in the midst of the service. Amen. All right. The third thing God says, he wants us to remember and to act on his word. His word. Again, it only takes one word from God. Amen. And we have to realize that the word God speaks is wonderful. But here's what I've come to realize. What God said to me yesterday was wonderful, but it may not do anything for me today. And if I try to live off of yesterday's word, I'm going to come up short. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by the proceeding word of God, or every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God is always speaking to us. We're just not always hearing. And he wants us to tap in to where we can hear his voice. And it ought to be where it's so comfortable for us that we can just be in the... And Pastor Connie will tell you that this happens all the time. I can be in rooms with music going, TV going, kids running, and God will speak to me and I'll hear him. In fact, I can study better that way with all that noise than anything else. And so we train ourselves to hear and recognize the voice of God. And so he wants us to hear his voice because he's got something to say to us. Come on now. He's got something to say to you. You're in the midst of a tight place or a hard time or a dark season in your life. And you're confessing everything you know to confess. And you've done everything you know to do. You beat yourself. You hammered yourself. Where did I sin? What did I do wrong? Why isn't God doing? And he's saying, be still and listen to me, because I've got something to say to you that will make a difference in your life. You need my word. Come on now. You need it. Now, I'm not saying don't study the Word of God. Study the Word of God. You need to study the Word of God. But you also need to get in His presence where you can hear His voice speaking to you, where His voice finds entrance into your life, because it will revolutionize even what you thought you believed. An acquaintance of mine said this. He said, God never contradicts His Word, but He does contradict what you believe His Word says. So we have to get into his presence and hear the voice of the Lord. And so I hear the Lord saying, I tell my people to recognize my word, to hear the word of the Lord, a right now word, his word being manifested as you read it, whatever it is, tune your ears to hear the word of the Lord. Then I heard the Lord say, I've got something to say. And he said, it's the anointing. He reminded me, it's the anointing. Everybody say the anointing. Funniest saying. And I don't think I've ever told Bill Smith this. And he would get a big head probably. But he was coming to minister for me. And I was debating about continual education. And that night I had a dream while he was there to minister at the church. And in the dream I was sitting in my living room. And this angel, who just happened to look like Bill Smith, was sitting there, and we were talking, and I said something about I'm going to go to school, take some more schooling, and he says, it's the anointing. I said, I understand that, but I'm going to get some more schooling, you know, and he says, it's the anointing. And I said, yeah, I understand, but, you know, I think I'm going to go and get my degree or anything, you know, and he just kind of leaned forward and said, it's the anointing, it's the anointing, it's the anointing. And I'm not saying don't study your word, don't go to school, don't get degrees. What I'm saying is you can get all that and not have the anointing. What we need is the anointing on our life. And it only comes, I mean, it's there, but it only begins to saturate us and begin to come out of us as we spend time in his presence. You want things to shift and change around about you? Spend time in his presence so the anointing's on your life. And, you know, Connie and I will go to restaurants or just be minding our own business, and people will come up to us and start pouring out their life to us. And we think, what's going on here? I mean, we went to a restaurant and a waitress to come over and put our plates on the table, and for no apparent reason, took a chair, slid up next to the table, and began to pour her heart out to us about how she was living in sin. And we're looking at each other like, wow. And that's God, because they sense something there. Are you following me?
Amen.
They sense. See, you shouldn't have to tell somebody you're full of the Spirit. They ought to know you're full of the Spirit. You ought to be so juicy that when you get around people, it just kind of oozes on them. Well, it's the anointing. One of the things I teach, and when I teach in the School of the Prophet, I teach RPMs, Revelation, Proclamation, Manifestation. A lot of people want to prophesy before they get a revelation. Some people want a manifestation before they get a revelation or before there's a proclamation. And it all has to work together. You get in the presence of God, hear what God has to say, and then just begin to release that. Amen. You know, in the days when it was rare, the word of the Lord was precious in those days. You know what that meant was? God wasn't doing much. Because the Bible says the Lord God will do nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So if he's not revealing secrets, then he wasn't doing anything. But we're living in a time where God's talking to everybody. Come on now. He's talking to everybody. And you know, we've got a young lady in our church that just came in off the street, basically, and all of a sudden she's prophesying.
Wow.
You know, and she's entering into conversations and putting her two cents in. Suddenly she's getting some revelation because she's spending some time in the presence of God. Well, amen.
Amen.
So it's the anointing. Tell somebody, you need to be anointed. The fifth thing was, he said, I've got something to say. Tell my people there's oil in the house.
Yeah, wow.
Remember in 2 Kings when they was coming to the woman went to the prophet and said, last master, because the collector's coming. They're coming to repossess everything. They've already got my kids and they're coming to get everything. And he asked her, said, what do you have in the house? I don't have nothing but a little oil. Just a little oil. How many of you know that's all it takes is a little oil? Because a little oil not only sustained her, but it sustained her until the drought was over, glory to God. And God wants us to understand there is oil in the house. That whatever you have need of, it's there, amen? In fact, I like what it says there. He says, what do you have in the house? Declare to me. Declare to me. And the word declare there means stand before my face and tell me. Make a proclamation of what's in your house. And sometimes we don't see our breakthrough because we're not making the right proclamation of what's in the house. Come on now. We talk about the aches, the pains, and everything else, but we don't talk about what's in the house. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. The King of glory has put up a throne in my life. He rules and reigns. He resides in me. All the power of the Godhead dwells in me mightily, glory. I have been filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. And we need to begin to speak what's on the inside of us and begin to make the declaration and declare that there's more than enough, glory to God. Even though there may be lack all around about me, inside me, it is well with my soul because I know whose I am and who I belong to. Amen. Who I am, glory to God. Amen. So the Father says today, stop telling everyone that you don't have and stand and declare what you do have. Stop telling everybody what you don't have because you're sowing seed that you're going to eat from in the days ahead. Stop telling everybody what you don't have and declare what you do have. Just like Peter and John, when they went up to the temple, they said, silver and gold have we none. They talked about what they didn't have, but then they got things right. But such as we have, we give. Such as we have, we give. And so many times we dwell on what we don't have and forget to release what we do have. Amen?
Yeah, that's good.
Well,
come on.
It's time that we recognize what we have. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, watch, the hope of glory. What's glory? Right from the very beginning, that we represent him in the earth. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Sixth thing is, he said, tell my people to call for the wind. Call for the wind. As I was thinking about that, I thought, all right, I know, Lord, call for the wind of your spirit. And I believe the wind is blowing again. I believe we're seeing it all across the country, glory to God. I don't know if you've heard about revivals down in Virginia where thousands of young people coming to the Lord. I mean, just coming to the Lord. Nobody can get credit for it other than God. Amen. We've seen revivals on the West Coast. They called it the West Coast Rumble. We've seen revivals in our area. They're calling it the West Kentucky Rumble. There's revivals everywhere breaking out. And I don't even like the word revived because I don't believe a Christian needs to be revived. Amen. Amen. And we focus on another drink, and I don't even believe that I need another drink because what I just need to do is take what I've got and use what I've got. But
right.
Amen. But because Jesus said, if you drink of me, you'll never thirst again. Glory to God. And I've drank of him, so I've got the ability. Now I can just tap into the Spirit anytime I want to. The problem is our want-to is not always there.
Amen. That's right.
Well, amen. So God's on the move, and yet he says, call for the wind of the Spirit. And as I was thinking it, I thought about this. The Bible says Jesus was driven into the wilderness, driven by the breath of God, driven by the Spirit of God, the wind of God, drove him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when I saw that, I thought, what's driving you? What's your driving force? What's causing you to go after the things of God or not go after the things of God? What's driving you? The Bible says, holy men of God wrote the scriptures as they were borne along by the Spirit. In other words, they just learned to ride the Spirit into what God's wanting them to do. Are y'all out there? When the Red Sea was congealed, God sent a strong east wind and caused it to gel. The prophet Ezekiel, minding his own business, but one day God picked him up and set him not down at the Holiday Inn, but in the Valley of Dry Bones. And in the Valley of Dry Bones, he began to question him whether or not those bones could live. And God sometimes wants us to make a determination. Can these bones live? Is there any hope in my life? Can my dream come to pass? Well, amen. Are y'all just thinking hard? Okay. Can my dreams come to pass? And yet God challenges him. He says to him, call for the wind. Prophesy to the wind. You declare on the wind, because the wind's going to bear your prophecy, going to bear your words forth, and it's going to begin to take place. And sometimes all you need to do is release an utterance, glory to God, that will give God something to work with so that he can begin to bring forth his will and desire in your life. So call for the wind. Amen. He said, I want my people to call for the wind. Is that biblical? Is it right to do something like that? Well, remember, it says in Zechariah 10, verse 1, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. There are seasons that God begins to move, and there are seasons that we understand the chronos time, you know, when we look at a watch or the clock and we see what time it is, and we understand chronos, but there is a thing called kairos time, and that what that is, it's the time between the tick and the tock, where God just simply moves in there and just interrupts known time as we know it and says, I've got something to do. There's times of refreshing coming. There's times I'm going to shift things. There's times I'm going to begin to open up things over your life, and you're going to experience me like never before. Well, amen.
Amen.
So he says, call for the wind. And I believe that's what we need to do. We need to call for the wind of God. God, blow on me again. Blow on me. I used to be on fire, God. But the fire is about to go out. Blow again. Blow on these embers, Lord. Light my fire. Set me on fire, God. Make me contagious. Well, amen. How many want all these chairs full? Can I tell you, the one thing that causes churches to grow is excited people. That's it. Excited people. I we were talking about one pastor in particular. I said, I don't know how he's got a big church. He can't preach worth nothing. But his church is full.
Yep.
And you know what it is? It's people going out and saying, man, come and see what God is doing. Come and see. Well, amen. And so we need to call for the wind. Don't let anybody count you out just because they don't understand you. Oh, I could say that again. You need to get that. Don't let anybody count you out because they don't understand you. Somebody said, well, God said this to me, and I tried to tell it, you know, and yet they just looked at me like I was stupid because God didn't say it to them. He said it to you. Come on now. Well, I had this vision or I had this dream, and nobody wanted to hear it. Well, it wasn't for them. It was for you. Don't let nobody count you out because they're not getting the same vision. Years ago, and Sister Debbie will remember, we had conferences at the church every year in August, and we had mime going on and all kinds of stuff, dance teams going on, and we went to Jerry's restaurant after that, and we're sitting there, just a big crowd of us, and there was a woman that had been there, and evidently I didn't make myself known enough, because she's sitting there and she starts bad mouthing everything that we were doing.
Uh-oh.
And she just ranking and going on, and I didn't say nothing. And then all of a sudden, the woman next to her leans over and says something to her. You know, hey, that's the pastor. And she said, oh, I'm so sorry, pastor. I didn't recognize it. I'm sorry about if I offended you or anything. I said, no, it's all right. If you believe what I believe, you would be with me. Just leave it alone, glory to God. Some people won't never see what you see. They'll never understand what you're doing, where you're going. And I'm telling you, God is going to move you in ways that people are going to question what in the world's happening over there. And you've got to keep on moving and never give ear to what they're saying. Don't lose your focus, because if you lose your focus, you begin to sink. If you didn't grab that, that was a little bit prophetic for you right there. Amen? Listen, John 3:8 says the wind blows where it wants. You hear the sound, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. That's the way it is with everyone born of the Spirit. You can't figure me out. Huh? You can't figure me out. And for goodness sakes, because you can't figure me out, don't try to fit me in your box. Huh? Because I'm like the wind. I'm borne along by the Spirit of God. Amen? And then for those of you that need provision, it comes on the wind. It comes on the wind. I just thought of a story. I told you about people just pouring things out to us. We were just recently, I bought a new car, and we're sitting there in the finance office, you know, the place that you hate the most, you know. We're sitting there, and the guy's trying to do his paperwork with us. And suddenly he starts telling us everything's going on in his life. And we just look at each other like, here we go again. I mean, we didn't say, you know, hey, when you want to tell us your life story? No, but he's filling out papers so that we could buy this car, and he just begins to pour it out to us. See, there's got to be something there for you. Amen? All right, the seventh one, and this is the last one I got. The Lord says, tell my people to learn to ride the waves. Learn to ride the waves. Because I'm telling you, there's waves of glory that comes in. Waves of glory. We was in a church in Indianapolis, and I got up to speak. And as I got up, all of a sudden a wave of glory started to come in. I could feel it. I just backed up, and it come in, and it just went all over everybody. And I mean, people were just getting blessed, you know, refreshed. They were laughing. It was going on. And it was just like, oh, God. It was heavy. And then it subsided, and I thought, okay. I stepped back up, getting ready to preach. And all of a sudden, here come another wave. I got back out of the way. Glory to God. And there were five or six waves come in. Now, see, we could have stopped with the first wave and had a good service. But there was waves wanting to come in. And sometimes, you know, Pastor Connie was talking about the tsunami wave, how it just comes in and overtake you. And sometimes we get so zapped by a wave, we think that's all there is. And we just, and if we're not careful, we'll camp on what the wave did and miss out the next wave. So he says, learn to ride the waves. Don't get stuck in what was. What was yesterday. Right. You're living in a today, amen? And the mercies of the Lord are new when? Every morning. And so we have to live by his preceding word. We have to tap into him. And we have to understand we're in a time of greatest acceleration. We are. God is doing things quickly. Glory to God. And if we're not careful, we'll camp out on the last wave and miss the new one. So we want to learn to ride the wave. Amen? So as I was asking the Lord, Lord, what's the word for this house? And he said, learn to ride the waves. Now listen to this word of the Lord for this house. Everybody say this house. Here's what God says. It says, you are embarking on a great change, but be assured you are safe because a good foundation has been laid. Many will be tempted to cry out for what was, seeking the comfort of the familiar, the comfort of the ship. But when you get back in the boat, the wind stops blowing. Hear the Lord saying, know that I've gone before you and I prepared the way so that you might not only be sustained, but that you might increase. And please hear this, your life flow is in following the direction that I lay out before you. Yet there will be those who don't understand at first, for they've drunk of the old wine and will not immediately embrace the new. There are those in even in this area and in this house who say, will they go forth? Will they continue in what was? You must demonstrate your answer and follow hard after me, knowing that I have provided all that's necessary to accomplish my purpose. You must purpose not to settle. As you experience a new wave of my glory, learn to ride the waves of my Spirit that is blowing afresh upon this house. releasing vision and revelation. Learn to ride the waves. Don't get caught up when people say, well, we never done it that way before. Right. Right. And you keep crying out to God, God, I want more. Amen. But you want him to do it the way he always did it. Come on now.
Yeah.
And there's change. There's a shift taking place in the house. Come on now. There's a shift taking place in the house as new directions coming forth that's going to take you further than what you've ever been before, glory to God. And you'll see visitations of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. You'll see God move in ways that you just can't explain what's going on. But don't get caught up in the distraction of what's going on. Keep your focus on Jesus and watch what he does as he begins to fill the chairs, as he begins to cause people on the outside to say, let's go over there and see what's taking place. I heard this and I heard that. Let's go see if it's true. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. See, there's an increase coming. There's an increase coming. That which man couldn't do, God's going to do by his Spirit. There's an increase coming. And I don't even know about the finances of the church, but don't even be worried about that. There's an increase coming. Glory to God. Yeah. Signs and wonders. Yeah. Signs and wonders. Yeah. Signs and wonders. Some of you are going to be laid out on your face for just hours on end. Yeah. Amen. Glory. Some of you are going to make a spectacle of yourself. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all right because it's going to change you. The thing that you've been crying out for is about to suddenly take you. Well, amen. Hallelujah. And I this is a word for all of us. I've already put it up on my website, but here's a word for all of us. Have you not seen? Do you not perceive that I, your breaker, have broken through on your behalf? And that I, your breaker, have laid at your feet those things you have need of. In days of old, when nations were conquered, the spoil was taken and laid at the feet of the king. But I have made you more than conquerors in that I, your breaker, have won the victory and have laid at your feet the treasures of heaven. But you must take them up. Once again, I, your breaker, do break through your mindsets, your traditions that have boxed me out and boxed you in to the degree that it has become hard for you to receive or even believe that I would move on your behalf. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for I have set you free from those things that have restricted you, that you might enjoy the pleasures of the kingdom. I've given you everything, he says. Take it up. Take it up. Take it up. Now it would be a good time for a prophetic act, and you just bend down and take it up. Take up your healing. Take up your finances. Take up your family restoration. Take it up. It's been provided for you. Glory to God. It's been provided for you. Glory to God. Come on, you're not hearing me. It's been provided for you. Quit struggling. Quit striving. Quit trying to do enough. Quit trying to confess enough. Quit trying to do everything in your own power and might. It's been provided for you. Freely he gave. Freely received. Take it up. Glory to God. Well, amen. Just take it up. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So, Father, I speak to the shift. I speak to the wind. Blow, O wind of God. Blow, O wind of God. Blow on us. Blow on us. Blow on our embers and rekindle us, Lord. Fire us up. Awaken us, Lord. Cause us to get face to face with you so that your breath just breathe on us. Hallelujah. That we recognize you, Father, not just simply by your word spoken to us, not simply by the acts that we see you do, but we recognize you by your breath. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we release the shift, Father. We release the shift and all the obstacles that would hinder. We break that assignment. We decree it illegal and unlawful. We release the liberty for you to do those things that you're wanting to do, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Pastor Jerry and Laverne, I just heard the Lord in the song this morning as we was worshiping the Lord. I heard him say, it's okay. I moved you into a new position where you'll begin to release that apostolic authority. And the Lord says, it's not over. It's just begun. And you're going to begin to see the hand of your God beginning to be releasing new things and new ideas and they're coming into your spirit, man. The Lord says you're moving to a time where I'm awakening and I'm stirring and I'm positioning and I'm placing so that I might release new understanding and new mantles of authority over my sons and my daughters. And the Lord said, I've moved you into that situation. And the Lord says, don't dwell on and desire the things of yesterday. Don't dwell on it and say, but if I can get back to this or I can get back to that. But the Lord says, I moved you into a new position. And the Lord says, you'll function out of that position with the greatest authority, the greatest joy. So just release yourself, said God, and trust me as you've always done. And see me move on your behalf. And see me put things in order, says God. And the Lord says it'll begin to be a surprise even to you that as I begin to do these things, that it's going to affect even your outward body and your fleshly body. For the Lord said, I'll move in such a way that I'll begin to resurrect life in you and you'll begin to see new strength come into you. And even though those on the sidelines saying it can never happen, it'll never be, the Lord says, I'm not going to return you to what was. I'm going to make you better than whatever was, said God. And you're going to see the hand of your God that will cause you to rejoice. And I see you just spinning around with violent emotion in celebration of what God's doing. For where you've been wore out and wore down, God said, I'm going to strengthen you with new strength and new vigor and new determination. And the Lord says, you have not finished your course. You're still running your course. There's much yet to do, but you'll do it from a new position, says the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Shirley, even yesterday I heard this and I wanted to just go ahead and release it the other day when Debbie was ministering so much to you, but I heard it from the very first night. I heard the Lord say, I saw you in your hidden place of secret tears. And the Lord says, where you cried out to me, he said, but God, when are you ever going to do what you told me you do, what you showed me you would do? And the Lord says, I didn't forget about you. The Lord said, I place a great value on you because I deposit it within your life. But the Lord says, I put a value on you and I put you in my time capsule. Even as those in the world would put things in time capsules to release at a later date and see what had taken place. The Lord said, I put you in my time capsule so that I might begin to cause you to incubate there, that I might bring forth that which I purpose in your life. And the Lord said, you came to your season of release. Now you're going to see, said God, that I'm not only going to do the things I told you I'm going to do, but I'm going to supersede that. I'm going to go beyond what you think, said God. And the Lord says, even as you have vision, the Lord says, I'm going to increase the vision and I'm going to show you, said God, ways that you can implement things and ways that you can release things. And the Lord said, I'm going to trouble your spirit, man, and I'm going to release that prophetic flow out of you. That Nava flow is going to begin to bubble up and begin to come forth out of you with a new strength and a new determination and a new authority. For you'll decree things and you'll see them begin to take place, said God, not long after you decree them, but suddenly, says the Lord, because I've got you now, says the Lord, where I want you. And I'm going to begin to uncork you, and I'm going to begin to release the reservoir that was is within you. And many shall be blessed by that which I'm doing in and through your life, said God. And it's going to even touch the family, said God. And you're going to see things begin to shake and shift there. And things are going to come into alignment. And you're going to see, said God, that I am the God of the impossible. And I am the God of more than enough. And the Lord says that there's even been that on the outside of the church, that he would even be amazed that a woman would stand and minister. But the Lord said, I've anointed you. Don't give ear to that. And I position you, said God. And they that have even spoke will begin to come and see what I'm doing through your life. So the Lord says, get ready, because there's a great a flood beginning to come on you, that tsunami about to come on you, that will begin to overtake you and overwhelm you. You will have seasons, said God, that you'll have to pull away because you won't be able to talk, as my presence comes on you in such a way. For the Lord said, bask in it. And as you bask in it, said God, I'll begin to bring you forth in new levels and new heights, and you'll begin to see the things that I desire for your life, says the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all want to come and help me minister? Glory to God. You want to minister from there, however you want to do it. Glory to God. Let's prophesy to some folk. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got something to share here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The weightiness of God's presence. I mean, it's here right now. It's here right now. You can just begin to drink of it. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. As prophets traveling and hearing the word of the Lord, for what God's doing right now is so vital and so critical, these waves that he's bringing. The Lord reminded me, I had in my Bible a prophetic word, and I want to release it to all of us here. It says, you've stood the winds of adversity that blew and shook everything round about you. You stood as the invading floods surged upon you. And the enemy released vile accusations against some of you, trying his best to get you to back off the promise, but you stood. There's a breakthrough and a harvest coming upon those who have remained. I see massive revival coming to this church upon those who have remained. I see massive revivals coming into this region because you have remained. You've stood and you've contended in spite of what you've seen and what you have felt. I feel the Lord saying even now that those winds of encounter are blowing upon you right now. And they will begin to refresh even the dreams and the visions that have seemingly grown dim. And I will shine new light on every prophetic word that was ever spoken over my sons and daughters. And I will release fresh light, so that you can embrace and see the dream and see the vision even brighter this day. For I will ignite flying flames again, and I will shake my bride out of complacency into fresh fire.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Glory to God. Hey, we were going to prophesy, and we may still prophesy, but I just feel like the Lord said, rekindle the embers.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want us to rekindle them, if you want God to rekindle the embers, come on up here and let us lay hands on you and see what God wants to do. He may want to speak to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, what are you waiting for?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha. Ha.
There's only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe.
Says it's not going to be anything you can do, anything you can say, but it's going to be by His Spirit. He begins to mend and make hope. I believe by the Spirit of God, He's gone forth already this morning to begin to start the process, and you're going to see not far from now that things are coming together, and it's almost like God isn't ever going to change. And the Lord said, yeah, it's changing. It's changing. You're going to see it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Father, we thank you for fire, Lord. Rekindle, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you just begin to blow on it like it's never been blown on before, Father. And the flame begins to burn brighter and brighter and brighter, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that it awakens their spirit man, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And that you just continue, Lord God, to show things to come, Father God. You just continue, Lord God, to cause an increase in their life, Father, in Jesus' name. And every spiritual blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. So fire it up, Father. Fire it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. All right, you're going to have to go one way. I'm going to go the other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for fire. Glory to your name, Father. Fire. Hey. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, what's going on here? For these.
Spinal cord is degenerating.
Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you just move in here, Lord God, and you begin to strengthen the spinal cord, Father. God, you create and recreate, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make her every bit whole, Father. Don't just heal her, but make her whole. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Replace that, Father, that needs to be replaced. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your fire just permeate her, Father. Blow on her, Father God, by your Spirit. Yeah. Just go ahead and overwhelm her, Lord. Sorabata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, glory. Father, I bless you. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Causing a fire, Father, in this spirit, man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what I saw. I saw like a satchel on your shoulder. You know, like a satchel you would carry mail or something in. And I hear the Lord saying he's giving you, he's equipping you with new things that you can begin to disperse. And I heard the Lord say that your season of containment is coming to an end, and there's a new release going to be coming into your way. A new release is going to thrust you forth, and I see something going full circle here, full circle, that things are shifting, things are changing. You're going to begin to see it move by the hand of God in the next short season, and it's been like I'm just getting several things. It's been like you been a season of isolation, but God said, I'm breaking you out of isolation, and I'm going to begin to cause the gifts and the abilities that within you begin to come to the surface. You're going to begin to see things be released in your life. The Lord said, I'm going to give you a bigger platform than what you've had in days gone by. And the Lord says that I'm going to do it because I've seen that I can trust you. And as I give you that platform, God said, I'm going to also move on you in such ways that you're going to step out of yourself the way you know yourself, and you're going to step right into something fresh and something new that's going to even begin to revolutionize the way you see yourself and the way you see what you can do for me, said God. The Lord says, you're coming to a new season. You're right on time. You're right in step. And you're going to see the goodness of your God being demonstrated in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you for a fresh fire. A fresh fire, Lord. That quickens, that excites, because of strategies and visions and dreams. Thank you, Father, for the fire that burns up negativity, reports, Lord God, and negative words, Lord God, and negative experiences, Lord God. The fire of your Spirit, Lord God, begin to move and minister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, make Brother Jerry a fireball. Make him a fireball, Father. Ha. Say. Ha. Yeah. Kumama hata. Ya. Ya. Soto rebehete. Lamato. Rebehete. Ha. Hallelujah. Ha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for putting Matt on the diet. Thank you, Father, for Matthew. I thank you, Lord God, that even at an early age, Father God, the fire of God is there. I pray, God, that you breathe on it afresh and anew, Lord. And that, Lord God, that he began to see himself greater than what he's ever seen, Father. He see you in him, Lord God, overcoming every obstacle and every hindrance, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that your plan for his life comes into fruition, Lord. And there is no delay, Lord God. There's no setbacks. In Jesus' name. And I pray, Father God, let there be seasons, Lord God, in his life where he's just messed up under your presence, messed up underneath your power, Father God, beside himself, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, especially because it gave his sisters a rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Let me step in here, man. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Right now for the fire of God. Hey. Home. Sotayataba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you begin to cause faithfulness to be rewarded, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you cause your windows to be open, Lord God, and blessings to be poured out in such a manner, in such ways, Lord, that they'll not understand it, Lord God. Father, they've seen what you can do in times past, but Father, there's nothing compared to what you're about to do on their behalf. So I thank you, Lord God, that you run them down, Lord God, and you overtake them, and you overcome them, Lord God, and you overshadow them, Lord, and Lord God, that their spirit man come alive, Father God, in such degrees, Lord God, that they actually feel the fire of God upon them and in them, Lord, and they need to lay hands on somebody to shake it off, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. I release the breath of God on them, Father, right now in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare, Lord God, that they're successful and they'll succeed, Lord God, and they'll go forth with new determination, Lord. I decree and declare, Lord God, that your hand upon their life, Father, and all will see and others will come and want to partake of it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and power upon her life, Father. In the name of Jesus. Light a fire in her, Father. Let a fire in her. Let her be hard to contain in the realm of the Spirit. Hard to contain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I awaken those gifts and talents and abilities in both of them. Yeah. I awaken those gifts and talents and abilities right now in the name of Jesus. Put it in them, Father. They can go deeper. They can go farther. They can do more. They can do more. There's more. There's more. Hallelujah. Let the anointing saturate them, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shokarete. Sokoria Namata. Ha. Ha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ha. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing, Lord God. awaken, Father. Awaken. Awaken new dreams and new visions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I decree an end to every dry spell. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, that you're going to make Pastor Laverne juicy. 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 Oozing with your presence. Oozing with your presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I speak to that fire within her. I say, flame up. Flame up. Flame up. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rekindle that fire. Yeah, yeah. Rekindle that fire.
In the glory.
I speak to the deep things of the Spirit, Father. Break forth. Break forth. Break forth in Jesus' name. Break forth in the name of Jesus. Hey, hey, Sorteba. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Huyaka. Huyamasatoka. Fire stir up, Father. The fire stir up. The fire stir up. In the name of Jesus. I breathe upon that fire, Father. By the wind of your Spirit. Flame up. Flame up in Jesus' name. Hey. Soto Rabba. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The fire come forth, Father. Be alive and growing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that fire coming alive in her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Soto Rabat.
In the depth.
Glory, glory, glory. Halama Soto Rabat. Soto Rabat. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Is there somebody here right now that you just feel like a weightiness right in your face, like it's just right in your face? That's you. I want you to come. I want to pray with you real quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Fire, Lord. The fire of your Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just heard the Lord say, tell them that he who began a good work is faithful to complete it. He started something, he's going to complete it. You're going to see the hand of your God being manifested in situations that you have no control over. You tried to put your hand to him, it didn't work. God said, take your hand off and watch and see what I'll do. You'll see me move, said God, and I'll take the rough places and I'll make them smooth, and I'll take the hard places and I'll make them bow before you, says the Lord. And you'll see, said the Lord, even stubbornness and hard-headedness will suddenly begin to disappear. And the Lord says, I break every assignment of the enemy off your lives and off the life of the family. In other words, just seemed to be a bondage there. The Lord said, I break that bondage and I loose and I set free. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said, there'll be no programs. There'll be nothing that other people need to do. The Lord said, I do things by my spirit, and you'll see it take place, says the Lord. You'll stand and declare the goodness of your God, for you'll see my handiwork, says the Lord, as I move and I begin to breathe afresh and anew, even on the lives of your family and those around about you, said God. You'll see, said God, that what looked like broken relationships and what looked like assignment of the enemy has all just moved in on you. The Lord said, I'm moving it out, and you'll see that I'm causing relationship to be made whole. And you'll see, said God, there'll be no strings coming, no excess baggage coming. There'll be a liberty and a freedom, said God. So the Lord said, rejoice, because this is your time of jubilee. This is your time of celebration. This is the time that I move in your midst to show myself strong, says the Lord. Now, says the Lord, I begin to increase the fire within your spirit, because the situations and circumstances try to snuff it out. Now I release it, I blow again upon it, said God, and I begin to cause the increase to come within you, says the Lord. You'll see yourself walking in new realms that you've not yet known, says the Lord, and new experiences that you've not yet experienced. For I am going to overshadow you, said God, and I am going to show myself strong on your behalf, says the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for that fire. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Hey. Sotoma. Hey. Kotaba sotore etama sotore. Sonama topa hata ye lobrosaka. I break up, says the Lord. I break up, I break up, I break up. Those things that would want to hinder you, those things that would want to hold you back, I break it up, said God. And the Lord said, you cried out and you said, God, I want to feel this and I want to experience that. The Lord says, hang on, because I'm taking you on a ride, says the Lord, and you're going to experience, says the Lord, my glory and my overcoming might. You're going to experience, said God, times where it just feels like you just want to bend over and don't know what to say, don't know what to do, because it's just the groaning within your spirit. Spirit man, but the Lord said it's going to be me moving on your behalf, and you'll hear yourself say things and not know where they come from, but then you'll realize, said God, it's out of your spirit man, for I am breathing on you afresh and anew. And the Lord says, watch me cut off the assignment of the enemy off your life. Watch me move in areas that looked like it was impossible, said God. For the Lord said, I'm maneuvering things in position even now, says God. And as a skilled surgeon, I begin to cut away some things, and I begin to cut off some things that would want to hinder and want to hold you back and want to keep you down. Even things that are of the past, said God, that's weighed upon you and try to hold you down and try to say you're not worthy, said God. And look at all the things that have taken place. But the Lord said, I move you into a new place, said God, and I move you into a place that I might liberate you and free you from everything that would hold you back. So get ready, said God, because we're going to go on a ride. We're going to go on a journey, and I'm going to show myself strong on your behalf, says the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Lord, just have your way in his life. Yeah, have your way. Zay, Saba. Ho, Kanamata, Isete. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sotore mete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You guys just go ahead and laugh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Fresh fire in their lives, Lord. Fresh fire in their life, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fresh fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
My beloved.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I laid hands on you, I saw this old barn, and I thought, what is that old barn? And the Lord says, I'm remodeling and reshaping you. I'm taking you out of some old things and putting you in some new things. And you're going to see God move in new ways in your life. It's going to revolutionize you. I see you just standing in the middle of a room and just shouting and giving God praise and glory because God is moving in new ways in your life. It's been like a, God, where do we go from here? What do we do next? And God said, I'm going to show you. You're going to move right deep into me, said God, in new ways. And I'm going to pull the veil back, and I'm going to show myself to you in ways you've not yet experienced. And it's going to bring jubilee in your life. It's going to bring a celebration in your life. See, I'm moving, says the Lord, to answer the deep cry of your heart. Cried out, said God, there's got to be more. There's got to. I'm not satisfied. I can't. I got to have more. And God said, I heard you. And the Lord said, I'm going to pull back the veil. Man, I feel too. I'm going to pull back the veil. And I'm going to show you the more, and you're going to partake of it freely. And I just see God just kind of like a brainwash, just washing your brains from negative thoughts and things that just wanted to bombard you. I mean, it's just been like just a constant bombardment. You try to be good soldiers, and people try to plow in there, but it's just this constant bombardment. It's been wearing you down. You praise God, but then it wears you down. God said, I'm breaking that all off. I'm bringing the liberty, the freedom, and just fresh new glory to God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It's done. It's done, Father.
With you,
in the name of Jesus.
You yeah. Are my love.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You are hallelujah. My fair one.
Thank you, Lord. Well, amen. Amen.
The winter is hallelujah.
And you know the scripture says, he who sits in the heavens laughs at the enemy. You might as well go ahead and laugh with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
With you I will go.
To you are
my love. You are my favorite.
The Lord says, even as these are days of new beginnings, the Lord says these are also days that you'll understand and see that I'm your sustaining provider. The Lord said, I will walk with you and I will provide for you and I will show myself to you in ways that you have not yet apprehended. For the Lord says, I'm the lover of your soul. And the Lord says, I will cause my arms to be wrapped around about you and bring such comfort, said the Lord, even in times of uncertainty, said God. The Lord said, whisper my name and I'll come running on your behalf. The Lord said, I want to lavish my love on you and I want to lavish my comfort on you. And the Lord says, in the midst of that, I'm going to raise you up, said God. The Lord said, that intercession that's within your spirit will begin to come forth with new thrust and new determination. And the Lord says, I will make you one with pinpoint accuracy. You'll pray and you'll know what to pray for. You'll pray and you'll know why you pray. You'll pray and you'll know it's my leading and my guiding, said God. So get ready, said God. I'm making you a sharp sickle that will begin to come, cause a harvest to come forth, says the Lord. You'll reap, says the Lord. You'll reap and then you'll reap again and then you'll reap again, says the Lord. For my hand's upon you. And the Lord says, don't fear about what takes place tomorrow. For the Lord says, I've got you today. And as I got you today, I will have you in the days ahead. And the Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause even a new zeal to come in you. The Lord says, it's not the end of your dream, but it's the beginning of your dream, says the Lord. So the Lord says, rejoice and know that I'm firing you up for this time. I'm firing you up for this time, says the Lord. Yeah. Now let the peace of God rule and reign. In the name of Jesus. God. Hallelujah.
son. What's his name? Hunter. I wanted this. Hopefully this is being recorded, Hunter. But when I laid hands on you, Hunter, the glory of God was so on you. And I just heard God say he's an evangelist. There's an anointing of an evangelist upon your life. And as I laid my hands on you, I saw multitudes of young people coming into the kingdom of God because of you. And I don't know, you may not understand all this, but I'm telling you, Mama and Daddy, there are coming encounters with the glory of God on your life, Hunter, that you're going to be one that's going to be a forerunner in your generation. I see the school just totally being wrecked because you're there, a good wrecking. Amen. I just see just a compassion, just a holy boldness that's going to come upon you. And I'm telling you, multitudes of souls.
Hallelujah.
Multitudes of souls.
Hallelujah.
Mama and Daddy, get ready because he's going to begin to tell you about dreams. He's going to begin to see things, and he's not going to understand, and he's going to come to you about it. Amen. And write them out. It's not that you always got to try to figure it out, but write it out because God is building something in his life and showing himself to him right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's glorious. What? Amen. Oh, how God loves you, Hunter.
Mm.
How he loves you. His hand is on
Hallelujah.
You mightily. Amen.
Glory.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you for that evangelistic mantle that's on his life.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I just speak into that, and I thank you, Father, that there's a place and encounters of your glory, of your weighty presence is going to begin to just overtake him in moments.
Thank you,
and God, I thank you he has the boldness, Lord God, to proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Not just for himself, but even those round about him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. I ask that you seal the word of the Lord up in his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Forever and ever, Father.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Debbie, I got to pray for you. Come here, hon. Come here. Hallelujah. Your feet's already trying to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, sometimes just as they come, the anointing just... Hallelujah. You know what I heard the Lord say? He said, tell her it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Hallelujah. It's okay. Glory to God. Sotelehata. Yeah. 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 Lavish your love, Father. He ketosa. Sonelahasa. And Father, even as I got my hands on the Lord, God, just touch your throat, Father God. Father, I just break every sign of the enemy that want to harass. And in the name of Jesus, I break that thing, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I release Debbie to your fullness, Lord God. I release her to the fire of your spirit, Lord God. I release her to your lavish love on her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. She's about to take off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hey. Hey. But I so cool, Yala. Who sing a lamando ba? Who shall lamando? Rusalamando rebe, Kata. Lusamana makito soto rebe, Asoka. Lusamana makishun komano bosite. Ha. Ha. Thank you, Father. Meka soto. Meka soto rebe. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, amen.
Amen.
Somebody said God was good. Are you done? All right. Are you done? Am I done? Okay. Hallelujah.
Check. 1, 2, 7. Perfect number, 7. You know, when Brother Jim was talking about not going back to the other things, but looking forward to the new, different. Yeah, while I was laying there on the floor, something happened in my throat. Now, I don't know if you can tell the difference or not. And I don't know what all the ramifications of it are, but I felt something in my throat. But when he was talking about that particular subject, about new things and change, you know, sometimes you just have your Bible and it'll just open up, you know, it just comes open and there you are. Well, I looked down on the page where I had my Bible open to, and I saw this. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Here's the next part. Now it shall spring forth. Doesn't say 2 weeks from now, a year from now, next month. It says now it shall spring forth. And that's what we've got to see. We've got to see that and to believe it, that now it's springing forth. Shall you not know it? Well, I just don't see anything happening. Open your eyes. Contune with God. You know, I don't think last thing I heard from heaven, God never said, I've quit. I will even make a road in the wilderness. I will make a road in the wilderness. Glory to God, and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. You know, if you're in the wilderness, you got a road. Just stay on it. And if you're in the desert, there's plenty of rivers. Just find one of them and jump in. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say something else too. I was not rejecting the word that Jim had for me. I received what the Lord had to say and everything, but I'm going to be honest. I was really, really trying my best to keep from falling. I mean, I fought it. And then I said, this ain't working, and down I went. I just figured I couldn't do anything else. Just there you go. But this has been an awesome 3 days. And we cannot back up and sit down and wait till camp meeting next year. We need to keep the same atmosphere that we've created this weekend, or that God's created, and we created it because we let him. I mean, you know, you never have to beg God to do what God said he was going to do. All you got to do is believe it. And I just believe in new beginnings. New things. Shall I not do it? Now you will see it. Hallelujah. Don't forget when you leave, if you haven't already given your camp meeting offering, there's a bucket back there in the back. And you bless these men and women of God. And go out here and be so contagious and so juicy and so marinated that people say, what is going on with you? Well, come and see what happened to me. Amen. Sister Shirley, you got anything?
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to, first of all, thank you all that's part of New Life for giving of yourself the last few weeks, your prayers, your time that you came out and did things at the church. Thank you so very much. Continue to be excited about what God is doing. Our best days are ahead of us. Amen. So we're making room for growth. We've dug up the stakes of our tent. We've expanded it. Amen. And our best days are ahead of us. And I just want to thank Jim and Connie and Debbie for coming and being obedient to God. Amen. And I hope, and I believe you all have been as much blessed as we have been. And I just speak God's continued favor over your lives, that doors will continue to open. And Debbie, it's like I told you at the restaurant that day when you was talking about some things, I just heard God saying, you haven't seen nothing yet. And I just speak that over your life right now in the name of Jesus. He's going to continue to cause his divine favor to be upon you. He's going to cause you even to sit before kings and queens and pronounce the word of the Lord. And I just speak over that your life, that your best days are ahead of you. And God just continues to say to you that you've not seen yet nothing. You've not yet seen nothing yet, daughter. Amen, amen, amen. And I speak God's blessings. Just stand this morning and receive this. I just speak God's favor over you today, that his grace is abundant in your life, for you continue to receive all that God has for you. Amen. Brother Jim, I was thinking about the message that you preached about the who's and the why. I taught a lesson on the 3 W's to an overcoming life, knowing whose you are, who you are, and then when you begin to discern that, you'll know why you are. Amen. So I just speak God's favor and blessings over you in the days ahead. Amen. Be blessed.